Chapter 4 The Leaky Cauldron. It took Harry several days to get used to his strange new freedom. Never before had he been able to get up whenever he wanted or eat whatever he fancied. He could even go wherever he liked, as long as it was in Diagon Alley. And as this long, cobbled street was packed with the most fascinating wizarding shops in the world, Harry felt no desire to break his word to Fudge and stray back into the Muggle world. Harry ate breakfast each morning in the Leaky Cauldron, where he liked watching the other guests. Funny little witches from the country, up for a day's shopping. Venerable-looking wizards, arguing over the latest article in Transfiguration Today. Wild-looking warlocks, raucous dwarfs, and once, what looked suspiciously like a hag who ordered a plate of raw liver from behind a thick woolen balaclava. After breakfast, Harry would go out into the backyard, take out his wand, tap the third brick from the left above the dustbin, and stand back as the archway into Diagon Alley opened in the wall. Harry spent the long, sunny days exploring the shops and eating under the brightly coloured umbrellas outside cafes, where his fellow diners were showing each other their purchases. "It's a lunoscope, old boy. No more messing around with moon charts, see?" Or else discussing the case of Sirius Black. "Personally, I won't let any of the children out alone until he's back in Azkaban."